We back in this thing. It's time for Boob Scenario, y'all. Go on and grab your boobs and tune in to this week's episode. It's all about cheater, cheater, pussy eaters. I know y'all have been cheated on. And if you ain't been cheated on, you definitely been doing some cheating. So go on and tune in and get ready. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. Yo, yo, ready to get this thing going?
Yeah.
Episode 8 in the house.
Yeah.
Woo, let's get ready to kick this thing off with Vagina Vents. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. I got to tell the people who they listening to.
Oh, they are.
Just for the newbies. Just for the newbies. Know. So this might be some people's first episode. So, we're going to go ahead and just, you know, introducing. I'm the one and only Boob Blogger Bae, and I got my sis, A, KB, in the house.
Oh, what up?
All right. Now we can kick off Vagina Vent, because I'm ready.
Okay, ready. Now, in light of today's episode, I do want to play a little clip. Not anything to get us in trouble, but okay. Just in light of the verses and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Play a little bit of Keisha. Hold up.
Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
I will, bro. Hold up. Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Okay.
Yes, we talking shit today.
Mm-hmm.
Get on, you fuckers.
All okay.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
God damn it. And I should have fucked your home because he looked good in them goddamn basketball shorts.
Listen.
Yeah. Asshole.
We ain't going to talk about when you find out you got the ugliest one.
Hey, bro. Have that. Yo. Okay.
Another topic, another day.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yo, that song was spot on, though.
It was. So, yeah, indeed, we are talking about cheating today. We're talking about all of that. What comes with cheating? But before we hop into all of that, what's going on with you, sis?
Ooh, it's been a long couple of weeks, bruh. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It's been a long couple of weeks. But it's been a good week. Like, it's been a good few weeks. Like, I done had a vacation.
Ow.
You know, the holidays done passed. I done got to spend quality time with everybody I love for the most part. I'm gonna say everybody. But, you know, for the most part, I got to spend some much needed time outside of the house because with COVID going on, we just been like, you know, little hermit crabs. So, getting out the house even just for a little bit has refreshed my mind. Like, it was needed, especially with working so much. And that's all I've been doing. And even with the kids, I know they feel like all they've been doing is schoolwork and then sitting in the house because I feel that way. So, you know, it was a refresher for everybody. Just a breath of fresh air.
I mean, okay, real question. Is Corona even still, or is Rona still around? Because I've been seeing a lot of motherfuckers walk around like it's not. Like it's a game somewhere. Like, for real.
Oh, they do though. Now, let's be clear. People act like it's gone or act like it ain't real. But yes, I know a couple of people who recently have caught it. So it is very much still a thing.
See, that's why I ain't got time for that hoopla.
Right.
Well.
But what's been going on in your world?
Man, like you already know, I wasn't feeling well. Not the Rona, but definitely wasn't feeling well. I'm back at it. But other than that, though, man, I. So legit, the only time I talk about what I'm doing is right here on this platform.
Other than ain't nothing wrong with that.
I really stay chill, right? So I'm moving silence for the most part. For real. This is really the only time I like let it out. So I got my promotion.
Yay!
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, man. So your girl on that good old salary. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we bumping up. We bumping up.
Getting big checks.
Oh, yeah. Big facts. Like, bro, the increase is ignorant. Like, I love you. I don't even know how to feel yet. Like, I don't think it fully hit me until I see my check, how much of a salary increase I just
right.
And that's just my base. Like, they already talking about within 6 months, they probably going to go ahead and revisit that. You know what I'm saying? So,
look at Lord. Bless God. Bless God.
shit. Like, I said the other day that I'm happy. And I'm, like, I have not said, yo, everything is lit. I'm in good health. My people in good health. My mom's good. My family's straight. Like, promo, all of this shit. Like, it was just...
Thanks.
It was just like, yo, I'm content. Like, let me bask in this shit for a minute. Because you know me, my mind start running. So it's like, one thing happened. All right, check that off. Boom, let's start to the next one. They was like, nah, chill out. Enjoy this moment.
Once yes.
Said that, I was like, huh. Okay, you're right. You're right. I enjoyed it. And that shit felt great.
It does, don't it?
It felt awesome. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's what's been going on in my life. And chilling.
But that's so good.
All good facts. Like,
I'm excited to hear that. You know, good news is always good to hear.
Holy.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to keep the good news going and jump right on into good boob news. We got to keep this momentum going, honey.
How you feeling?
Because that was some good news. That just, ooh.
Don't it? That'll make you feel good.
Yeah. You know, made my spirit happy.
Exactly.
But, I mean, for real, good news always makes me feel good because I like to see my people doing well.
Come on, man. That's something that's so lost with people. It's sickening. Like, people really don't know how to be happy for someone else. Like, I have people who be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I wish that yo, bro, we ain't talking about you right now. Like, simmer down.
Thanks. Like just let me bask in your ambiance for the moment. Like, I just really want to know how you doing, how good your life is going, and celebrate
Exactly. Like, man, friends, man. How many of us have them? We did.
Okay. Friends. But you know. But speaking of good news, you know, this good boob news report today is also going to follow with some good news. Because we're talking about this lady. I was going to say girl, but we can't call her a girl. We can call her a lady because she's a lady. Okay?
The way you hit that lady is really bothering my spirit. I just need you to know. I need you to just understand.
We're going to talk about Derricka Smith went from being homeless to being the CEO of a $14 million housing project.
Nice.
Homeless. To being CEO of a $14 million housing project. Like, you went from not having any home at all, like nowhere to lay your head, to now housing other people. Like, we gonna keep this good going. Because this good is good. And you know, she started her own real estate company. You know, her dream has always been to have her own home. But you know, when you're homeless, it's hard to see that. It's very hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you down.
Right. That's literally like a definition of like keeping your eye on the prize, like keeping that vision. You know what I'm saying? People say once you vision boards and all the other shit that you're talking about, that's manifestation.
Yeah. You're right about that, sissy. Like, for real. And in keeping that same spirit, you know, her vision was there because she said that she knew what it was like to be homeless. So creating this housing project, she also made it affordable so that people would never have to experience what she went through, which is so major. Like, it's like you're blessing other people to not even have to experience what you went through.
That's major.
Yeah, like, that's hella dope. Hella dope.
You know,
she coming from New Orleans. New Orleans, baby.
Oh, did she got that accent?
Yeah,
I mean, was it that dialect? What?
Yes.
Ooh,
I love the way New Orleans people talk.
Hey, low key. Look, please don't let Bay ever listen to this episode. This could be the one day you feel, but I'm coming to shoot. It's some about that little twang right now.
It is.
Holy loo.
It's like, just sit and talk. Just sit and talk.
Because that shit, that voice, that accent right there gets you fucked up.
It's a one of a kind.
He don't even know what's happening. He just be doing regular shit, just having a regular conversation about what. The next thing you know, what is my drawers off? What happened?
Listen,
here?
Why am I so wet, Jesus?
That's what it is. Good Lord, what happened here? What did you do?
Be like that though. New Orleans, look, their people will do it to you.
Mm-hmm. And by far, the best seafood I've ever had in the state. So far, within the States, best seafood, hands down, can't curl.
Best cooking,
I'm talking about my experience.
Best cooking by far.
Oh, true.
For the States.
Big facts. But all my experience, thus far, my experience within the States. Now, outside the States, New Orleans got some comp, but in the States.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But no, that's what's up, though. Shout out to Terrica, man. That's dope. I love it.
Shout out.
Man, our people so dope, man.
I love it.
People are fucking awesome when they want to be.
But like, shawty doing it though. Like I said, she's from New Orleans. She done built her own real estate company from the bottom up. And, you know, she did stress. The article I read was from blackbusiness.com. And she's now in her mid-30s. And like I said, she did stress that it wasn't easy. Like, it's nothing to say, like, you know, it came within the blink of an eye. But at the same time, when you have a vision and you know what you want, you work towards that every day. And what I will say is the universe will reward you for what you put into it. And Shorty Girl did her dang thing.
Yeah, okay. She did. That's what's up, man.
It's going to create.
Why should your mama someone went to school with?
Who?
I tell you, she looked like someone we went to school with, though.
What?
That's bothering me. Because had it been a different name, I would have been like, hold up, Jeebus.
You got to inform me. Enlighten me. Because
I got you. But now, that's what's up, though. Shout out to Terrica one more three times.
Right. It's going to... Now, out of the $14 million development, it's going to provide 30 affordable homes, 60 townhomes, and a 50 unit senior complex. And it's going to have a retail space that will feature up to 5 spaces for retail, including a grocery store and a coffee shop.
And I'm looking at it now. Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah. Shorty did her thing on that.
When I go up.
Right? Now, if you want to follow the story, or if you want to check it out, or if you happen to be in the area and you just want to, like, you know, come up on some good living, visit the website at saltcapitalequitygroup.com. Okay. Check it out. We're going to put the link on the page if you need further info.
I love when you put stuff on our page.
Thanks, though. I mean, we be trying to keep you in the know. We be trying to keep people in the know.
For real, like, my favorite thing to do. All right, so corny. But, like, when I open up my Instagram and I see that there's posts, I'll be like, oh, my God.
Something's wrong with you, for real. I swear.
Don't judge me. But now, keep it flowing with this good boob news. So, I actually have a friend who introduced me to this website or to this company. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm pulling that information up right now. So if you're in the Charlotte area, please, there's a December drop-off for Feeding Families Services. Feeding Families, plural, Services in Uptown Charlotte. They will be taking monetary donations. And they're taking monetary donations just to kind of cut down on the, you know, the whole COVID thing and getting all contaminated, crisscrossing, all that other stuff.
Right. We need that right now.
So they're asking for that. But those donations will purchase non-perishable food items, reusable bags, socks, hats, gloves, blankets, and hygiene products. If you want to look for some more information, get some more knowledge on it, or just ask some questions, they do have an email address. It's everything is spelled out.
Okay.
FeedingFamiliesServices@outlook.com. I mean, you can also visit them on Facebook. And again, that is Feeding Families Services.
Ooh.
So go check them out.
Yeah, check them out, cool. Helping out the community in the midst of a pandemic.
Come on now. Come on now.
Listen,
and then you don't even have to do anything. Just hit the link, send $20, call it a day. You did your part.
Okay.
You know?
You don't know how far that $20 is going to go.
Come on now. People don't know.
Because I know my little crumb snatch is eating everything out my house.
I'm trying to tell you, that dub go a long way. Listen, let me get that.
You can get a pack of orders of noodles. You can get some hot dogs. You can get some bread. Listen.
But you know what? I also learned that even though, yes, that was survival food back in the day, you can now hit up Harris Teeter or, not Harris Teeter, I'm lying, Trader Joe's, a place like that.
Yes.
And you can actually rack up and still only spend a dub and still get some good for you type food.
Yeah, you can. But shoot, that's survival food. Help the kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, don't get food enough.
Listen, I turned out perfectly fine.
I was about to say, I'm good.
But yes, Trader Joe's is the spot.
Yeah, that's it. And Aldi's. That's the one I was thinking
about. Oh, I love Aldi.
Yeah.
For the low. And it'd be good,
come
though.
On now. I'm trying to, hey, all right, now we're giving them too much flavor now.
Okay, yes, listen. Can't give away all
my
secrets.
Pick us up. We need sponsors. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Ain't going to be no free sponsoring on me.
But survival food has actually changed. It really just depends on how you shop, where you shop, and what's around. Because sometimes I think it's not even that people want to eat like that. Like, they don't want oodles and noodles. They don't want none of that shit. But they may not have the transportation. Right. But they might not have the transportation to get to the other side of town where the good shit is.
Oh, that's like, very true, especially for my area, because we have one of the worst public transportation systems in America, like, period. Like,
damn.
Yeah, we have...
The whole America.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, you could research it. Like, we have one of the worst public transportation systems ever, because it only goes, like, in inner city limits. And if you ever look up Richmond... compared to, like, the counties and, like, Richmond City, it's very small. Oh, so, like, our public transportation does not take you far. So, if you really want to get good food, you got to go outside of the city to get it.
But, see, that's the sad part, though, Juju. Like, I shouldn't have to go to the quote-unquote other side of the city. Like, even, all right, so we down here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Even with me being in North Carolina, it's on some shit like where I am, my area. There may be somewhat of an option, but for the most part on this main strip, if you want something quick and you about to turn in, you about to get Bojangles, Chicken King, ain't nothing wrong with Chicken King.
Nope.
Shout out to them. However, ain't nobody eating on their goddamn grease all the time. So you got Chicken King, pizza, you got Bojangles, you got Papa John's. Again, more pizza, another chain, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and then, of course, McDonald's. Like, that's it. That's the only thing right here in this immediate area. Like, unless you know some of the local spots.
Right.
You know, some of them local spots where they got a different language on the door, and I don't know what it's saying.
I'm trying to be hitting.
Every time.
I don't know what I be eating, but they be hitting.
Every time. I don't know what the fuck the front of the door say. It could say enter at will. It could say you might get shot. I have no idea.
It could say eat at your own risk. And I'm still eating.
And dude, every time I've ever went into a hole in a wall type establishment, best fucking time ever. I've never had a bad time at a hole in a wall.
Yeah,
ever.
No, me neither.
Like, knock on wood, my experiences have never been shady. Like, that's why it's funny, because they be thinking I'm so bougie, because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I came up on some shit. Oh, so, yeah, we gonna show
facts.
Out.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Big facts.
Them motherfuckers thinking I'm bougie. How the fuck ever? Bo, I done sat in the liquor house chilling there having a ball. You better chill out.
Okay. Like, let's be clear. We didn't always eat like this. We didn't always order sushi for takeout.
Bro, look, I used to eat swine low key. Like, chill out.
What? Could tear a whole pack of bacon up in a day.
But what? Bacon sandwiches and all. Don't
listen, let's not go there. Once upon a time.
Oh my God. Oh,
we ate for survival and not for health. Okay.
We did. We ain't give a fuck. And then on top of that, we're definitely, I would never forget my uncle to this day still be like, yo, can you get some noodles? Oh no, we grown up.
Oh, listen.
I used to freak them damn noodles. That's all I had. Hell yeah, we about to freak
these
shit
ass
and some seasoning. Get over some hot sauce.
Yo, I used to add cheese, hot dogs,
all of that,
hot sauce,
all of that.
Everything.
Bro, I would never forget the time I had Oriental noodles. I had fried egg. Bro, cut up some onions.
Yes.
Bad.
Sauteed onions and egg and oodles and noodles. Mm-hmm. Do this shit, though.
What? I didn't even know that I was making a real ramen dish type shit. Well,
but
type,
you don't.
Type ramen. But yeah, yeah.
It don't even taste like ramen after you do all that.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Good old day. Good old day.
Yes.
That was a survival growth, day for real, though.
The growth.
It, for real. And that's what's so funny. Like, those times seem like so long ago. Right. Like, a whole different lifetime ago. Like,
right.
It don't even really seem like it was me for real. It seemed like I was just like, like, I watched
this on the facts. Now, yes, because I've gotten to the point where, like I said, I don't even eat oodles and noodles personally, like myself. Now, I'll give it to the kids because, like I said, I grew up on them. Y'all can grow up on them. That's like a ritual. That's like a ritual for life.
I'm not
for
mad.
Me.
I'm not mad at it. Hey, I didn't
even right, facts. But, like, I have, like, sworn off oodles and noodles. Like, I just won't touch them. I just won't eat them.
No.
But once upon a time, that was everyday life.
Fuck them things up. Hell yeah. But it's like, bro, I don't eat oodles and noodles. I don't eat pork anymore.
Nope.
I don't
no red
eat
meat.
How I used to fry goddamn fries and Crisco, all the other shit. I haven't even seen a Crisco.
Listen,
stand
up. Them Carolina like, red sausages, yo.
Bo.
My God. Listen.
Real shit is the hit.
But we have evolved. We ain't even there no more. I don't even touch that. Only thing I eat is well, I'm pescatarian now, so yeah, I'm a little bougie. I'm a little bougie with it.
Bro, you know what I had? You know what I had for dinner today? Salmon, crab cakes, and then I had tuna dumplings.
Ooh, that sounds good though.
It was amazing. And it had a nice butter sauce. Do you hear how the fuck we sound? We were just talking about oodles and noodles, my dude. Yo.
The
fucking range. Get you a shouter that got range, period.
Okay. Get you a shouter that can do
better.
Both. Okay. Talk about
it'll
oodles and noodles
better.
And take you to a five-star restaurant like it ain't nothing. And know how to
because
eat.
I'm trying to tell Bae, I know how to survive. Like, look, we can live, we can have a ball, we can do whatever right now. But if shit hit the fan, please believe all this shit will flip so quick you wouldn't even recognize me.
I ain't going
to be mad
as
shit.
Because I know how to get through, okay? All
exactly.
I'm going to do is chop down what we do normally get. I'm just revising this. You ain't even going to notice the difference. Don't worry about it. We built for this.
Oh yeah, this is not new.
Facts.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But you know, speaking of bays, and speaking of you know, sharing the wealth. What I recently found out is there is a such thing as a lingam steam, or for some that don't know what a lingam is, it is a penis steam or a D steam. You know, jumping into feminine favor, you know?
Rest up, man.
I'm for real. So when we sitting there getting our Yanni steam or IV steam, as we call it, bring bae. Bring your dude with you because he can get a D steam or a Lincoln steam.
Nope. I disagree. Why the fuck are we smoking sausages out here?
No, I don't get it. Why the fuck? So you don't put your meat in the pot.
No,
you don't put your meat in the pot. No. It stays above the pot. What it's mainly for is that area. I call it your gooch. But it's that area between, like, well, it's for the mostly like the balls. And the perineum is what it's really called.
Okay, because I guess my question is, I can see a vaginal steam. I understand it. I understand the mechanics behind it. Right. And when it comes to a penis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is the steam going? Because ultimately, it's either going in their butthole.
But that's what it's for.
And or... I don't give a fuck about his butthole.
No, but you gotta realize though, like your male prostate is through the butt, right?
Right.
So, like, in order for them to, like,
men need that. I guess you're saying that. Okay.
For men, that is the area that you need to target, like the between the balls and the actual anus. You need to target that area with the booty hole, and then especially if you got hemorrhoids, bro.
Ew, that means you wiping too hard, right?
No. That does not mean what is you wiping too hard. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, first of all, that was in my specialty, okay? I didn't know about the movie.
No, that's like, that could be... Okay, so first off, anybody can get them, male or female. Ew. But it comes from straining too hard. It comes from, like, a lot of pressure on that area. It is literally... next to nothing, but basically it's the little knots or nodes or whatever you want to call them that grow inside the anal cavity. They just start popping out because, like I said, you're straining too hard. You know, or you have like very heavy pressure in that area that you're not used to.
Okay,
that's what the D-steam is.
Oh, okay, but what about regular exfoliating, like with some sugar
syrup? Oh, see, no, I don't know about none of that. I know you can use tea tree oil.
Oh,
you can use tea tree oil, and that actually will soothe them and help you to get rid of them, like slowly over time.
Question, what if they do a bubble bath?
Yes.
And they just put the tea tree in there.
That helps because, okay. Basically, it's like warm water is your best friend when you have them. So if you, like a, they call it like a sitz bath, but it's like if you have warm water and, basically, like, okay, like the steam, where you're sitting over hot steam, that soothes them and it encourages them to go down. So it's like a positive interaction with the hemorrhoid.
That's crazy. You learn something new every day. I really thought hemorrhoids was when you wipe too hard.
No, bro.
That's nasty.
No, bro. And you can get them doing anything. Like, okay, for real, I got them when I was pregnant with the twins. Like, I had them during pregnancy because, like I said, I had so much pressure in that area that my body wasn't used to.
Gotcha.
You know, now they go, sometimes they go away, sometimes they don't, whatever. But, like, for mine, like, I don't have an ongoing problem. But for some people, they might.
Gotcha. But, see, pregnancy stuff makes sense because, see, what... this is what I be talking about when it comes to women in the female body, period. But women go through so much during pregnancy. Like, your whole body fucking... like, your whole... all your chemical shit changes. Like, all of it. Like, I had this one lady tell me that her taste... like, her taste buds were different. Like, different things tasted differently. And I was like, you trying to tell me the motherfucker changed your taste
buds? Hell yeah.
She was like, yeah.
You know how many foods... my mama told me that, like, with each of us, she said that she lost the... I don't even know how to put it. Like, with each pregnancy, it was something she could no longer eat.
Yeah, same. Same thing with my mama. She said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy.
You go through a lot carrying a child. It's not just carrying another life or whatever. No, your body actually goes through, like, almost like a metamorphosis of its own. during that
stage. And then motherfuckers want to cheat on you while you're pregnant. I'd have stabbed you, inconsiderate, selfish bitch.
Okay.
Bitches. You know what the fuck people are going through while they bring it in your little naughty head ass seed, kid? You fucking dick. Ugh,
okay.
Sorry, that was a trigger. My apologies.
I mean,
and I'm not even pregnant. look, not even pregnant. It's just there.
Listen, I mean, that's real life, though. Like, you don't even understand everything that a woman's body is going through at that time. You know what I mean? To even be, you think about the wrong thing.
Hey, because you know what? The one thing I fear, you know what? Let me not say fear. And let me not put it out there. But don't. I do have this. Yeah, I have this only. I'm not even going to say it. But this is one thing that I'm just like, oh, fuck. I hope it does not change. And everybody tells me, oh, wait till you have a kid. Wait till you have a kid. It's going to change. And I'm like, fuck. Oh, are you sure? Change for good or bad? And they're like, it just depends. So I'm just like, fuck. So I'm nervous.
Well, dang. I wonder what it is.
All right. Maybe if I work at it, it would never go away.
What is it?
Okay. You know how my sex drive is?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard so many different stories from so many different women that is literally like a brown paper bag. Like, you do not know what you're going to get.
Oh,
you
that's may get
the
true.
Super active, you may get the super active horny pregnancy where you're like, oh, hell yeah, fuck me until the baby pops out. Woohoo! Like, yeah, you can be some shit like that. Or it could be like, oh my God, don't touch me. And the baby is now 17 years old. Like,
yeah, true. But see, like you said, it's different with everybody because mine went into overdrive. I feel like after I had my kids, it was like, oh, well, I done experienced the worst, I feel like. So at this point, you know, let's get it.
Gotcha.
But that you, like you said, that's different for everybody because some people don't get that overdrive. Some people be like, ooh, let me pull back a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what you're going to get, but you can change that. You can help that.
I hope so, bro. I don't want to lose that part. That is a very fun part of me I quite enjoy.
If you don't want to lose it, though, you're not going to lose it. Like, it depends on the person and the mentality of the person as well. Like, if you don't want to lose it, you don't really have to lose it. You can work at gaining it back. Like, there's things you can do.
True.
You know?
And like, I have a very pretty vagina. And that's another thing that bothers me. Unless I have, like, a
That is funny.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what's gonna happen to it. Like,
well, see, I had a C-section, but still, I had, like, how did we even get here?
I don't know.
How did we even get here? But either way, I had a C-section, but because of the, what do you call that medicine that they put in your back? The numbing stuff.
Epidural.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. My vajayjay still change form a little bit. Now, I'm not saying it's ugly by no means, but that shit got so enlarged that, yo, I thought shit was never gonna go back down. Like, that shit was so enlarged. I was so scared.
Yo, when women pop out of it, first of all, fuck you, you inconsiderate bastards who be cheating on pregnant women. I fucking hate all of you dogs. But flip side of that, dog, I've seen this woman's vagina go as big as my forearms.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa.
Yes.
First of all, I didn't even know we could do that. So shout out to the human body.
Me neither. Hell, until I was looking at mine. And I could see that bitch over my pregnant belly. Like, that shit was huge.
That's crazy, bro. And then, you know what's so cool? I seen this clip one time when this lady was standing up, which makes sense, gravity. But she was standing up like in a squat kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, popping a baby out, but not popping. He was like sliding out in like a weird form.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so cool because she just caught the little motherfucker like it was nothing. Just,
yes.
Oh,
I think that's so. Oh, I love when women can just stand up and be like, here's the baby.
There you go.
Like, that's so gangster.
Like, that's some powerful shit.
Like, that's so gangster. I love it.
I'm trying
it.
To tell you, all you little pussy bitches out there thinking that y'all so hard, I bet you could never do that. Pop a whole life out. Just standing up, just pop that motherfucker out. A whole baby.
A whole human. A whole.
Look, all right, what y'all want for dinner? Y'all hungry?
And be back at work the next day, like, hey, what's up?
Damn, man. Women are fucking remarkable.
Yeah, we beast. Ugh. We beast this thing called life. We don't give ourselves enough credit. That's a credit. Credit. For real.
That's right, goddammit. We need a present too. Shit.
We don't give ourselves enough credit.
Yeah, but anyway, but yeah, guys, go ahead and get your these themes.
Yes, for real.
That's where we were at.
Yes, for real. Get your these themes because you need it. But on the real, it helps out a woman's pH balance too, though. Like, not even be a fucking...
For a guy?
Yes, for a guy to get a D-sting.
Oh, yeah.
It helps out a woman's pH balance because when you don't take care of yourself and, you know, you got all them bad toxins or whatever in your body and you trying to not have protected sex, you putting all that in the woman you having sex with.
People too, any motherfucker who pleases you with a penis need to understand that whatever they are inserting inside of you needs to be clean.
Yep.
Whether it was attached to them at birth, born, or you just strapped that bitch on, whatever.
Born or bought.
Whatever, my nigga. Like, you need to clean that motherfucker, you dirty bastard.
Literally.
Because, like, honestly, for real. Because, like, you can have the cleanest vagina in the world. You can eat clean. You can do your yoni stains. You can do all of that, baby girl. Yay, you. But if you let that little motherfucker lay with you and all he do is drink soda, he don't take baths. He got
damn
just me.
He raunchy
out here.
Nails dirty.
You, what? Ew, I hurt.
Bruh.
But it's a thing. I really do. Like, I look at dudes' nails. I do. Oh, and guys don't even realize it. Like, I look at nails.
Your hands ain't clean.
Yeah, because that's nasty. I don't give a fuck. Like, Bae is a mechanic. And he still be like, oh, yeah, let me clean this shit up.
Facts.
Now, if this motherfucker who deal with oil all day can do it, and you motherfuckers are sitting at a desk, and your nose is dirty.
Rolling up.
Nah, that's not.
Listen, I like the marijuana, but I do not want it in my cooch.
It's not cute, bro.
No, it's not.
And ladies, even when you masturbate, since we're talking about nails, wash your little nasty ass hands. You've been touching everything else, just go straight into the cootie booty. No, go wash your hands. It does not take that long.
Trust me, your pussy's still gonna be wet.
Yes, God, please wash your toys. Mm-hmm. And get toy cleanser. Don't be trying to spray it down with the goddamn Clorox.
Use the same thing you wash your vulva with. Because, like,
yeah.
I use Honey Pop or I use House of Holistics.
I didn't get them
all. House of Holistics is, you can visit it on Instagram. It's all natural. It's
made at home.
Do you
like those products?
Yes, love it.
Okay.
But literally, I use all natural stuff down there. Like I said, Honey Pot is a trusted brand, like store-bought brand. But other than that, I'll use House of Holistics because, you know, I'm all natural. I don't really care for...
Hey, send me your info.
Yeah, definitely. I even get facial cleaner and everything from them. Because it's made at home, like I said, and she will even put on IG sometimes while she's mixing and making her product, you know, what she's putting in it and everything. Like, I trust it. So.
I want to have a nasty clay bath.
Oh, I do want to do one, but I want to do it, like, in an actual spa with a licensed, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And all that
kind
of stuff. I don't just want to be in somebody's living room.
I don't want to be in the living room. I want to be professional, but I want to be nasty as shit. Like, I want to be butt-ass naked.
Well, yeah.
And I want you to rub. But, I mean, of course, right? But I want you to rub the mud on me while I'm, like, doing a nice sensual-ass dance and, like, rocking my hips and shit. And, like, you're massaging it into my skin. Like, I don't know. I just want to
That would be nice.
Yeah. That, you see what I'm saying?
That would be nice. Huh. I do like the sound of that. But...
It sounds dope.
It does.
Get all my crevices.
It does.
Butter all my rolls.
Because that would be everywhere. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I mean, I want the shit. I'm with it. Bro, so how about you? So look, so you know my promo, right? Mm-hmm. I have to now. So I've been working from home ever since the pandemic, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, shit, work from home life mean butt-ass naked and chilling. Like, that's pretty much what my life is. But now, with this promo, I got to be on live camera and shit when we doing meetings. And I'm like, so that means I got to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking through my closet and shit, and I'm looking at my bras, and I'm like, damn, I ain't wear these bras in a minute. But fuck, fuck it, because I ain't buying no more bras.
No, nigga, no, no, no. That is not how the game goes. So let me pull you up on game. Because that's how, one, you will be able to say you done gain weight, because that bra ain't gonna fit no more. But for two, you're supposed to change it every 6 to 8 months anyway.
I feel like it. You
may not feel like it. Yes, the motherfuckers be highly expensive for the bigger boobs.
Come on, bro.
I know. But if you wear that mug every day, trust and believe you me, it is not the same size you bought it in.
After 6 to 8 months. Oh, then we good months. Then. Nah, because about for the last 6 months, I've been chipping.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So it depends on how much you wear it. So I'm not saying every 6 to 8 months change your entire bra drawer. No. Mm-hmm. If it's an everyday wear, or if you wear that mug at least twice to three times a week, in 6 to 8 months, you need to be changing out that bra, because it's not going to fit exactly how you bought it in that time.
Yeah, that's a big fact. And I've noticed that before.
You know what I mean? Like, the same way you change your jeans out, because you know they're not going to fit the same, or the same way you go and you shop for shirts and stuff like that, you have to do your bras the same way, and we often forget that.
Now, what if you don't do that? What if you're one of those people who, like, have the same pair of jeans that you had since high school?
Bruh, they ain't fitting the same.
But you don't know. Hey, I'm telling you, I know people like that. Just you hand to the man. I know people who still can fit their high school jeans.
I mean, that may be the case. Like, you may can still fit your clothes, but with a bra, the more you wear it, the more wear and tear you're putting on it.
Now, that's facts. And I do a lot of, like, I got big-ass titties. So anytime I walk, that bra putting in work. Like, it's support. Like, it's going on.
Exactly my point. Like, if you notice, every time you wear it, the lift is getting, you know, lower and lower. And that's my point. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll have to tighten your straps even more every time you wear it, because the lift gets lower and lower. Because that band around, every time you're wearing it and sitting down, and your stomach is stretching, or you know what I mean, your bust area is moving around, you're stretching that band. So it's not going to fit the same as it did when you first bought it. And then when you go put on a new bra, you're like, this is the lift I want. Yes, because when you first bought this bra, now it's 6 months later, because you've been wearing it every day, you don't get that same lift. And you think you're gaining weight. No, sweetheart, it's just stretching. It moves with you. So you got to keep up with it. You know, spring clean and change your bras. When you change out them clothes in your closet, change your bras.
I like that. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I'm still not doing it, but it does make sense. What? I'm going to do it after the promo. I'm going to do it after my check start rolling in a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because, like, I don't... somebody asked me today if I enroll in, like, the monthly subscription to, like, Adore Me or something. And I was like, I don't do monthly subscriptions to anything other than, like, Netflix. And, like, other than that, I don't really subscribe. Right, like, I don't subscribe to anything. But if I need a good bra, I know where to go find one.
Come on, man.
But,
You saying Adore Me has some really good sizes for, like, different things?
Oh, yes. Now...
Okay.
I ain't giving out no reasonable free promo, prices? Like I said. However.
Oh, yeah.
However, I will
if he
tell
just so happened
you,
to go this
place. For real. We just came up on it. But I will say, Adore Me has been one of the most, I guess I'll say, transparent sites. Like, what I see online is what gets delivered to me. And when it gets delivered,
I love that already.
And I try it on, it fits. And it works as stated.
That's
for the bigger sizes. I will say that. Because I always have the issue of it's cute, but I wonder if my boobs gonna fit when I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like the little cutesy stuff, you know, looks good online and it looks good on the model. But when you get it with the bigger boobs and it's spilling all out the side, or the bra won't fit, it ain't cute.
Mm-mm. It's really not, like, and I have a photo shoot coming up. Nobody has time for that shit.
Exactly.
Oh yes, okay, I have a photo shoot.
Ooh, fine time for you to tell me. But no, for real, Adore Me is a trusted site. Like, I will shop them if I'm looking for really cute matching sets.
I'm gonna try them out. I want to try Fenty. I haven't tried her before. I mean, I haven't tried her yet.
Fenty is touch and go with me because for the bigger sizes, they sell out quicker. Like, they're first to go. You. So if you're not watching the release of something, like, I mean, like, online at the time it release, you shot. Because her smaller sizes don't work out. I'm telling you now, I done tried to get a smaller sister size, and the sister size ain't work for me. It just was like sister.
That was wrong sister. You're so stupid.
So, like, it didn't work for me with Fenty, but it also don't work for me, like, with Victoria's Secret or anything like that. So it's not just Fenty. You know, it's like the little cute stuff. It doesn't work. Now, I would tell you, like I said, Adore Me is trusted. Lounge Underwear is also a site that I will say surprised me because they have really cute stuff, but they also have a lot of bigger sizes in stock. So I love Lounge Underwear.
Hey, yo, make sure you're writing these down so you can send them to me. Because I need to check these out.
So I frequent them, like, all the time. Like, now, if Lounge Underwear had a subscription, I may get them. Because I buy from them, I would say, not every month, but I'll say, like, once every other month. And when I do buy, I buy at least 2 to 3 sets.
Gotcha. So, yeah, you may actually benefit from subscribing and getting some kind of discount.
Because
some kind of member
they
discount,
sell
you know?
In sets. And I like that. And the set would be normally the price I pay for a bra.
Oh, no, see, yes. Send me that.
And you can choose between, you can differentiate between the size of the bra and the size of the underwear. And that's what I like most. So I can make my bra one size and make my underwear a different size because, of course, my bottom is not as big as my top. And then I can also choose between, like, briefs, thongs, boy shorts. And I really like that.
Now, I do too. Now, do they have, I'll check them out. Because I was going to ask you their whole inventory, child. Like,
they
have the
everything.
Or whatever. Because I
like they are
okay,
so
I'll check them out then. Because I only like 4 songs when I work out.
Oh, see, now, I've never worked out in that stuff. I mostly wear literally like lounging around the house or like for lingerie purposes. But it is comfortable enough to where if I wear a thong with them because the string is not so thin that it irritates you, it's like the right amount of thickness at the tip and in between. So like if I... Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
the sports. So if I'm wearing it, it's just like, okay, cool. And I'm good all day.
Cool. That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. Yeah, send me
that.
Because
you'll like it. You'll like it.
Yeah.
And they go up to, I know they go up to at least a size G.
Oh, nice. Okay, yes, yeah, so I'm in there. I know my letters are in there somewhere.
I mean, I'm trying to put people up on just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little something. You see what women got to go through? You fucking inconsiderate fucks and got to be cheating on us. That's going to be my whole segment. This whole time.
Mood.
Right. But it's not even men, though. It's not. Like, I've been talking shit this whole show. It's not men. It's not all men, because I know some trifling-ass females. Oh, my God, sis, I know some trifling females. Like, whew. Like, I know some bitches that be doing some shit. And I be like, damn, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why? Why would
For
you
real.
Do that? Fuck that nigga.
Like, I did not realize that men were so deprived of good women, too. Until I really started talking to men about it. And I was like, yo, y'all really don't get this? Y'all really don't get that kind of treatment? Y'all really don't, she don't ask you this? Or even he don't ask you that? And I was like, yo, for real? I was like, that's commonplace for me. And they was like, nah, that's not every day. They was like, you one of a kind, or you know what I mean? Like, even and like just sparking that conversation, you be like, yo, y'all really be out here lackluster too. Like, for real.
No, like, for real. Big facts. Because, like, you know, I have a lot of homeboys. And I remember them telling me and talking to me about females. And then, like, I would be telling them about my situation and how I got cheated on. And they're like, damn, really? I would have never. And I'm like, but I did. I got cheated on. And this is what I did. And I had this patience. And I did ask him this. And I did do this. And I still got cheated on. So what's the fucking point? And then they would get upset because they're like, oh, this is what every, it's a cycle. you have good people who get fucked over, then they no longer feel like it's okay to be a good person. They don't want to be themselves. They don't want to open themselves up anymore. And that's male or female or
whoever. Yeah, that's like human instinct, though.
Everybody has that shit. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to keep getting fucked over, over and over and over. Like, that shit's not fun. It's really not. And then the bad part is, even if you're the person who's getting cheated on, it's not saying that you're a problem. It's just saying that there's something that attracts you to that, whatever that broken spirit is. Because if you repeatedly cheat on somebody, you got an issue. For real. No, seriously. And people don't talk about that. People do not talk about that shit. You have a problem. Because it's like, it's one thing to say, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship because I want to do X, Y, and Z. Or this is the type of relationship that I want. You are the person that I want to like wake up to and make eggs with. But then I'm going to go be this other lady down the street because I want to, I love the way she sucked my dick. Like, if you can't have that open and honest conversation
that's
with
facts.
Somebody, you don't need to be in a relationship. And trust me, there are motherfuckers out there who do that. Like, hands to the man, especially just with my recent research and everything else, there are a lot of nasty motherfuckers and there are a lot of people who are very open-minded. All you need to do is have a fucking honest conversation with first yourself, find out what you want, and then next time you approach somebody, yo, babe, you look sexy as shit. And me and my girl fuck you. I promise you, this is gonna be that chick. They'll be like, hell yeah, what's up? I was looking for that anyway.
Whatever you like, is somebody out like, there people, willing to do it with you.
Exactly, because like, I don't know, man. I never understood not being honest.
That whenever bothers
I did my
me.
Debt, I was and honest. Period.
I guess we can segue on into the relations and situations part because that ties into me not, I'm not a cheater at heart. I'm not. Like, it bothers me to the point where I would tell on myself because I've been on both sides of the spectrum where I've cheated. It's only been one time and I didn't like the way it made me feel, but I've also been cheated on. And so I know the position it puts that other person in. And I never want to put somebody in that position. So, like, no, I just couldn't. Like, not like the low I felt being cheated on, I never want to be the somebody's reason for being that low. And, like,
I get that.
Yeah, like,
I feel that.
I felt so low because you always internalize it. When it really may not even have nothing to do directly with you, you don't know that at that point. You know what I mean?
And say that. But people don't get that because, like I said, I feel like I'm the best thing since sliced bread. You dig? So when I feel like, hey, I'm being patient, I'm being kind, I'm being loving, I'm being freaky, I'm being loyal, I'm being all the things that I was told that I had to be, plus what I naturally want to be anyway, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with all of these qualities. These are fine with me. So it's just the fact that if I'm putting in all of that work, that trust, that all of that shit, that communication, all of that kind of stuff, and then I still get cheated on, it's like, whoa, fuck is wrong with me? What the fuck did I do? Like, did I miss something? So then you start going back in your memory bank, like, did I miss a step? Did I miss something? Did I yell too much? What the fuck did I do, my nigga? Because it's honestly, especially in our community, you're told that if a man not getting it from you, he's getting it from someplace else. He's always wanting sex. And on top of that, what else? Oh, you have to do how many books and how many shows have we say how to please a man, how to get a man, how to keep a man, how to do all this extra shit? Like, how many fucking books and magazines and articles and shit is there out there talking about how to keep a woman, how to get a woman, how to love a woman?
It is a double-sided coin. Like, it's not one-sided.
Like, yeah. Exactly. So it's just like, I understand what you're talking about being, feeling that low feeling and internalizing that pain. Especially
I think that's what it is,
like,
the
that's
most.
That's the biggest thing. Like,
it's that
that's the biggest part of it.
When
because
I'm
I can get over
you so much of
that's
me,
it.
And it's just like I trusted you with me,
like, exactly,
you know, and to think that you wouldn't do that, and then to find out that you're doing otherwise, and it's just like,
yeah, when you think that person is different, and you realize
worse than the rest of them,
well, shit. Because I trusted you more. I had higher expectations of you. Yeah. It's sad, Jeff. It's always sad. But like the one time, like, okay. Again, I'm very, very honest. At least I try to be. I promise you I try to be. So it's just like the one time that I fucked around and cheated, or whatever. I was quite honest about me cheating. I didn't, before, during, and after, this is how savage, and people are going to say savage, quote unquote, but it wasn't. I just literally was honest. So, all right.
I need the deets.
I'm young, y'all. I'm young, y'all. So, the dude I was dating or talking, I say talking to, this motherfucker was way too goddamn wrapped up. But whatever. Okay, whatever. We was dating. And from Virginia, this was back when I was at school at East City. He was from Virginia, blah, 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 blah. We was back home because it was my birthday. My birthday in July. So I ain't in East City. I'm at the crib. So my at the crib, boo.
Okay.
So look. Hear me out now. Again, we were talking. I told this motherfucker, like, hey, we chilling, you cool people, this and the third. Sometimes you do some things that I don't agree with, but I do like you. Like, you are cool people. How the fuck ever? I am chilling. Like, I got somebody else that I like to kick it with, too. I promise you, I said these things. Okay? You would have thought, okay, the way this
ahead,
motherfucker...
Go ahead.
Let me get to the point. Okay, let me get to that part. So then... Mm-hmm. So, this motherfucker is my birthday. This motherfucker is determined. He's trying to do this big, grand, romantic gesture and come down to North Carolina for my birthday. And I kept saying, nah.
You in my business.
Yo. But I said it so many times. So that's what, to this day, it still bothers me that I said no and you thought that it was okay for you just to pop up. But anyway, but he was like, I got it. He was like, I got a way to get down there, blah, 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 blah. Again, we young, y'all. I got a way to get down there, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to stay with my people, and I just want to see you for your birthday. Like, I just want to take you out. I want to get something.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet, but maybe not.
Thanks.
Right, maybe not this weekend. You know, like, I have plans. So, boom, he come down anyway. All right, so you ignorant. You ain't paying attention. Fuck it. So, I got my cousin with me, my baby cousin. You already know my rider. And then I got my homeboy, my little brother. So I got them already. Because again, this is my birthday. I already had this planned out. I'm not about to switch shit because you got here. So that was thing number one. He felt like his feelings was hurt because we were quote unquote dating. I should have made arrangements to chill with him. All right. So my at home boo, he worked during the day. Obviously, if this nigga's here, he's not working. So I hung out with him that whole day. Me, him, my little cousin, and my little brother. We all hung out. He paid for me and my little cousin's lunch that day.
Oh, little nigga got dropped in.
Shopping. Everybody got clothes for my birthday. Yeah. I mean, he working. Okay. He got money, but he was working at
time. Oh, right.
Like, he came out of, he's on vacation. So we do all of that, right? Yeah. So we do all of that. We go shopping. We hang out. We do whatever. Now, I told him, hey, I got plans tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tonight was with Dad. And he was like, no. And he like, are you going to drop them off, talking about my little kids and my little brother? Are you going to drop them off and come back over and hang out with my family? Does that? No. It's my birthday. I have plans. He causes such a fucking scene. Like, oh my God.
Look, problems,
it was so bad. It was, but oh my God, sissy. I would never forget how hurt he
not
was. He
crying.
Was crying. He was just like,
not
so
crying.
You that? I'm like, bro, hand to the man. Hand to the man. So, you're trying to tell me that I came out. It's like, and you really not gonna hang out with me? But no, I have plans. I do. I'm so sorry for doing that. I'll come hang out with you and your lame ass family later. But I told you that I had plans. Drop his little ass off.
Oh, Jesus.
Me and my peoples. Me and my peoples went to chill with my at home boo. And I had a fucking ball that night.
Yo.
But then afterwards, the next day, he was still all broken up and hurt. And he was like, so are you going to apologize? Yes. And I was like, for what? And then, yeah, it was just bad. He was really hurt. Like, I mean, he was hurt for real, like years later, because I ended up running into him.
Oh, damn.
And he was still mad at me. He was just
he was scorned.
I was just like, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, welcome past. And he was, what the fuck ever? Whoa, nigga, you still mad? Like, yeah, so he was hurt. And see, it makes me feel, that's the reason that it makes me feel bad, because I feel like I was honest.
Thanks.
I told you the goddamn truth. I told your ass not to come down here. I was busy. And plus, the at-home boy has some really good penis. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, I'm just gonna keep it real with my everyone.
I mean, yeah, it'd be like that, though.
It was really nice. And we had fun.
Damn.
And, yeah, it was annoying.
But do you consider
that was the one
that,
time though? I cheated. And
I mean,
felt bad.
If y'all were only talking.
I do. And see, but I guess I felt bad because he felt so bad. And it was just like, I felt so bad because I was like, damn, okay. Like, you really, really about to like hurt this nigga feelings and walk away. But at the time, I really didn't give a fuck. I was like, Leo, I already told you what it was. What the fuck I'm gonna say? Nah, I gotta go. Like, for real. Like, looking back at it, I maybe could have handled it better. Maybe that's what my issue is. And of course, you can't erase and have the time, nothing like that. But the fact that he was still so, he was hurt at the time, and then he was so butthurt years later, I knew I was this old bitch, like my ex bitch, or this bitch I once knew. Like, I knew I was the bad guy in his story. Because he was still butthurt so that years was later. Hurt. So it was like, damn, dog.
Yeah.
So it was like, because I mean, he was like a virgin. I tell y'all the bitch.
Oh.
He was like a virgin. Oh, then that changes
the dynamic. Just a little bit. Yeah. He was hurt.
Come on. Because, bro, like, he was hurt. Because he wanted me to be his first. No. In fact, that's how I knew we weren't dating.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was a virgin. I got turned off. At the time, I was not interested in training anyone. No.
What am I doing with this?
I was young and hot.
Okay.
I'm good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to stick to this nigga who already dicking me down. I don't even know why the fuck you thought you had to
this won't go work from jump. You should have said
I feel like he lied. But that was the one time that I cheated, literally, and I felt bad because, especially because we spent the whole day together and blah 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 blah. But I mean, at the same time, the nigga came down there, so you know, I was
down after I told you not to. That's on you at that point.
That part. I hope he never listens to this vlog ever, because he's gonna know exactly who he is.
I mean, if you remember that night, nigga, you listen at your own risk. But you know.
Yo, that is the one thing
that tripped me out. I have been cheated on. And I caught this nigga.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Now, I'm not going to say in the act, but I'll say in the moment. So this nigga thought he was going to be slick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know how you, this is back when I was being petty and I would go through a nigga phone. And I had already saw some messages between the two. Now, the messages were innocent, I ain't gonna lie. At least the ones I saw. They were fairly innocent, but I brought it up to him and was like, yo, what's this? You know, you communicated with another female at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the conversations seemed to be getting more intimate. So I was like, well, what is this? You know, you staying with me at this point. So, what is it? And he blew it off, brushed it off, whatever, played it like it won't die. All right, cool. What you're not about to do is play me like Boo Boo the Fool. So, we're still in college at this point, so this is old news. But long time ago.
However,
I had my best friend over, and I had a group of friends over. You know, I'm cooking, doing a little razzle-dazzle. And a nigga just ups and was like, I'll be right back. So I was like, all right. So I was like, well, where you going? He was like, I'm going to go up to my friend's room. And I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, he leave out. And I was like, something in me was just like, just see where he going. Bruh. Like, I waited about 1 minute. We're going to say 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I told my best friend. I said, yo, give me your key card. So it won't be traced back to me. Bitch, opened the door. Caught the nigga with her going in her room. Bruh. Hey, yo, shorty. You cut that out right now. Tell him to come get his stuff and move it in your room. Because we don't play them kind of games. And that's how that went. Period.
Period.
So shorty come get his stuff right then.
Yeah, I remember
right
that.
There, moving it to her room. Because what we not going to do is play this back and forth.
Yeah, you can have that.
What I don't
do. You have all of that.
It should do.
That part.
So.
Well, ooh, not unless at the same time. And
back
I,
in
I
them times.
But yeah.
I had to come into my sexuality. So at that time, it was like a no-no.
Mm-mm. See, I don't think I was ready for a threesome, but I was open to it because I was quite with the shit. Because, you know, titties look nice, dick looks nice. Why not have
But that's, I mean, it? See, that's me.
So it was just like...
back then, I went with the shit. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Mm-hmm. I was pissed the hell off.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, that situation is some bullshit. And but you know what's so crazy, though? Is that that's some bullshit, but motherfuckers really think they'll try to justify it some kind of way. They'll say something was wrong. They'll say they needed something or... Well, you know what I hate, though? I hate when they cheat and they don't have no reason. It's just like, why'd you cheat?
And I don't know.
Bitch, you better figure it out. You better say something. You better say something. You better say that when you was younger... They put a metal piece in your goddamn penis and she just so happened to have a magnet in hers. You need to say something. Something should have had to happen. Because it just don't...
Exactly. Ugh, but anyway. That's my point. That's like, at that given time, you had no reason to justify your actions. You had none. So, you know, my train of thought was just that's like, nigga, you stupid. And I was just like, I'm done with it.
Well, I'm proud of you, though. I am proud that you, like, cut that nigga off, though. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. A lot of motherfuckers
I'm not one of those people.
Fuck that shit.
Like, because by the time I do cut you off, shit. I've given you so many chances to prove otherwise. That it's just, like, it's stupid beyond me to keep you at this point.
Yeah, facts. Big facts. Like, I think there's a difference. Like, when I was younger, I could cut a dude off like nothing. It was nothing. And then my current partner, I'm with them, and it's like it wasn't easy to cut them off. Now, mind you, we had our ups and downs, we had our bumps and the rolls, but it's just like one wasn't easy. This one wasn't like it wasn't a quick chop off. It was like, ooh, wait a minute, let's fix this one because I don't know why, but this needs to work for some reason for me. And to this day, I'm still trying to figure the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie. But that's my homie, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want him to go away.
But that's how it be, though.
But I will kill him, though. I think you don't love somebody until you say that you'll kill them.
Shoot, that's some deep shit right there, though.
No, that's weird. No, that's real life. Now, hear me out. Like, not no psycho killer shit. Like, come on now.
Okay.
I'm not talking about some ID type shit. But what I'm saying is... Yeah. I'm not... Come on now. But what I'm saying is, it's like, I would literally run my person over with a car. And then I would literally put them in the car and take them to the hospital, and they better not die.
Yeah,
like
you right.
It's one of them. It's like, you make me sick.
Yeah.
Please don't go anywhere. We there.
Yeah, we there.
Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah. Maybe I had to clarify real quick. Like, I ain't crazy. I'm not trying to cut.
Since we get into the crazy talk, we actually got a live listener letter today.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go on and hop into the crazy from the people. Point blank. Hey, we going to go on just go listen. On just listen. Doo-doo.
I think the worst way that I found out that I was being cheated on was that when I was able to break the code to my husband's phone and just seeing years of text messages, you know, videos, conversations about him not being happy and wanting to leave me and, you know, and the things like that. And so for me, you know, just asking, you know, God to just reveal to me what it was that I was asking for. And I know most people say, you know, when you go looking for it, you find it. But I just feel that, you know, when you stand before God and you take vows, you know, that is definitely something way different, you know, and it just feels like my soul was literally sucked out of me, you know, when I found what I felt like I had already knew, but I was able to confirm it. And for me, I feel like that was the worst way that I found out that I was being cheated on, and just the principle, because I'm married and I've taken vows before God.
Ooh, that was a crazy story.
Wow. Okay. Now, hear me out. Hear me the fuck out. Okay. Now, she said something that really, really triggered something for me. When she said, people say if you go looking for something, then, or when you go looking, then you better
find something.
Whatever that little phrase is.
Why?
No. Nope.
Why?
Let me tell you why. No, fuck that shit. Before you tell me that you believe it, I don't give a fuck. If I'm looking for something, if you ain't doing shit, then I should find it.
You will make stuff fit the situation just because you're looking for it.
But that's different, though. So, see, we're talking about two different things. So, it's not to the point. No, because it's not. It's almost to the point where, what is it? What's the shit I'm thinking about? I don't know. I can't think of it. But if I'm looking, let's say I pull up. Mm-hmm. Let's say your phone's sitting next to me. And it's like a little doo-doo. You get a little notification. And it's on a random ass bitch that's not a family member. Oh, okay. Who that? Who's this hitting up our phone? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? It's ours. Let me see. Now, if you're not doing anything, if you're so trustworthy, mm-hmm. God, I'm not saying that I have an issue. I'm not saying that I had a gut feeling saying, oh no, my man ain't shit. I'm not saying none of that. Or my partner not shit. I'm not saying none of that. I'm literally saying it popped up. I did it. I looked and I seen it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, boom, you fucking around. That's not me searching for something and then I find it. That's you doing some shit and then, let's say I'm on my man's phone and some shit. And then, you know, I decide to look at some pictures or something, or I'm taking some cute pictures, whatever the fuck I'm doing on his phone. Who the fuck cares? I'm in that bitch. Mm. And I'm looking and I see some shit. If you
that's not what I mean. Go looking for it. When I say you go looking for it, because I've had somebody do this to me where they were so traumatized from somebody else doing things to them that they would go looking through my phone every night when I wasn't even aware that they were looking through my phone. And they would make situations fit
when it wasn't even like that. Yeah.
But that's going to look for something.
Okay, but see, that's different. That's crazy. Like,
when it's not even there. And you're making it fit a situation just because it's in your mind that it's happening that way. And it's like, yo, I'm not intending for it to be that way. But because you're so traumatized and you're not over what happened to you, you're making my situation fit that. And that's not the case. And that's going to look for something that's not there. Or going to look for something and you're bound to find what you're looking for. Because you're going to make it fit that situation regardless of how you're seeing it.
So see, that's two different phrases then, sissy. Because it's like, all right, if you're telling me, like, if I go through my person's phone and it's a conversation like, yo, when you sucked my dick the other day, that shit was lit. Oh, no. There's no misinterpretation about that. There's no way that you can say, oh, I promise you, I have male friends who I never say, yo, let me suck your dick. No. The fuck? Never. For what? Like I'm not for the fuck what? So then it's like, that's stupid to me. that's preposterous to me. But what you're talking about is the paranoia to the point where somebody will literally make something up in their head until they find something. That's like you walking outside with your partner and then the neighbor, hey, how y'all doing?
Yes.
And then it's, why that bitch waving at us? What? Nigga, it's the neighbor. That's something completely different. That's paranoia. This caller sounds perfectly sane. And I feel like she did not necessarily say, go in with the intentions of,
what the fuck
this nigga doing? Fuck this shit. And she seen a message saying, oh, hey, friend. And she said,
in this situation?
Nah, I don't think that's what happened.
She had every reason to do exactly what she did. But in this situation, no.
That's my point.
I'm not justifying anything because dude was all the way in the wrong. Especially, like she stressed, being married. Like, when you take that oath before God...
Oh, yeah.
And it's between you, that person, and God. I ain't breaking it. Because I don't have to just deal with you. I got to deal with God.
So let's even look at it like... Because some people aren't religious, right? So, yes, the religious factor in the spiritual... Right. Okay, so take religion off the table. Look at it spiritually. Sometimes even just spiritually. Yes. That's supposed to be a whole different level. That's supposed to be like your life and soul partner or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then even if you take that off, marriage for the most part is a goddamn business. So if we went into this contract together, my nigga, and you breached that contract, I'm going to beat that motherfucking ass.
You know, that's getting into the definition of cheating, though. In our Let's Talk topic. That's actually, like, when you define cheating for a relationship, the actual... Like, Webster's definition of a couple's assumed or stated contract regarding emotional and or sexual exclusivity. So, yes.
Like you said. People don't understand that.
That marriage is a business, if you think about it, because when you sign on a dotted line, that's a contract between you and that person. Taking religion out of the picture, taking spirituality out of the picture, that is a contract that you're saying, hey, I'm signing on the dotted line to say on this day, I am being exclusive to you and only you. And when you break that in any way, shape, or form, seen through the other person's eyes, you're cheating.
And that's when those terms and conditions and all that other shit. What's crazy is what people don't realize is that the terms that you agree to is to death do you part. A lot of you motherfuckers should have been shot already. I'm just saying. It'd be a lot of motherfuckers.
Let's get to it. If
we actually went into these terms. I'm just saying. For real, for real. But like, but even, but like, how can I put it? For me, right? I guess it just depends. Because I've had one partner, like I've never been married. And I feel like marriage is the ultimate like goal for me, relationship wise. Like whether it's with one partner or seven partners, I don't give a fuck. Once we've all married, nigga, that's it. This is us. So, so it is what it is. But when I'm boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, courting, whatever you want to say, like we were talking about, oh, I don't cheat. Low key, I've seen this video from this female and I cannot remember where it was. I know it was on Instagram, but she was talking about when you're not married, technically I'm just courting and I don't necessarily quote unquote belong to anyone. So I can date and do whatever the fuck I want to. So if you're not on your job and somebody else comes along, I'm not in the wrong for it. However, if you verbally, like you, based off the Webster's Dictionary definition and just everybody's fucking feels, if I said, hey, person, I want to be with you, me and you are exclusive, I'm not talking to nobody, you're going to be my diary, blah, 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 all this is yours. Once you do something with anyone else, that's a violation. I don't give a fuck if it's video cam, webcam, or wait, the same thing, right? Webcam, phone call, letters, all of that. I think all of that is cheating. But I think my biggest thing for me, especially now, as I'm older, when I was younger, you kiss another girl, it was a wrap. Oh my God, how could you? But when I'm now that I'm older, not saying I excuse cheating, not saying that I get it, and I'm not normalizing cheating because that's bullshit. But I'm also saying that I would, if I have to pick, right? Because we like to do this. If I have to pick the lesser evil, I would rather you physically fuck somebody and then that's it. Then you have an emotional tie to someone. And that's just me personally. I can't deal. Like if you said, man, fuck that bitch, I don't love her. Or, you know, whoever the fuck it is. Fuck that person, I don't love them. All I did was get this nut and that was it. That's all. I'm still going to be mad. I'm still going to be hurt. But I may be able to get over it. But if you say, hey, so me and Shout have been talking for about 2 weeks. 2 weeks, nigga. Oh, you in love. I can't.
And I'm glad you said that. Like the definition of cheating is different for everybody. So what I may consider cheating, you may not consider cheating. And that's okay. Like, there's no general, to me, there's no general definition of cheating. Because everybody sees cheating differently and every action is not viewed the same for everybody. So like you said, if there's an emotional connection, that's cheating to me. I don't care if you slept with her or not. Slept with him, whatever. If there's an emotional tie there where you can disclose certain information that you can't hold or disclose with me, that's cheating. But that might not be what you see as cheating. You might view it a total different way.
Exactly.
You know, you may say, hey, internet dating to me is cheating. Even though you haven't developed a connection with her, you're still stepping outside of the relationship.
Man, hell yeah. Like, I feel it. Like, it's like, you know these motherfuckers on Catfish. Think about Catfish, my nigga. You know how many of these, first of all, that shit used to be stupid. But you know how many of these people fell in love with these people for X amount of years and they didn't even know them? So the fact that, and they be saying dumb shit like, I told you shit I never even told my family. Like, I be telling you all my
secrets. Exactly.
I don't want you, I don't want no bitch knowing all your secrets. I'm your girl. Like, I don't want nobody. What you mean she know about what happened back when she was in fifth grade? I thought she skipped that grade. Like, what the fuck? I just, it's something about it, bro. Like, it's something about that emotional tie because, and I think that's for a lot of partners, no matter which, whatever you're talking about, no matter what link you're talking about. If I want to be that person for you, now you ain't got to cry on my shoulder all the time. And there is a difference from having your best friend, like your homie and shit that you let your shit out to. But I'm supposed to be, like, my partner is my best friend. Like, I should not know, no one should know more than I do about you, unless they're your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me. I don't know. It's something about it. Like, I can't, and especially the type of partner that you have. If you have a type of partner who's not that expressive, not that emotional, they very chill anyway. If they get to talking, you know that they've actually feel some kind of, like, level of ease and comfort with this person. That's going to bother you because you don't want them. Like, I'm a social person. I tell everybody, hey, what's up? Who hey, how you doing? I don't meet a stranger for real. So it's not weird for me to be like talking to people. It's really not. But my partner's not like that. When they in the room, they like to sit back and observe and not talk to nobody.
Okay.
So if you out here talking to a motherfucker, we ain't got no new friends. Who the fuck is that? Where the fuck they come from? And it's not even me being petty. It's just I know you.
Right.
So we got new friends. There had to be a conversation somewhere. Where the fuck did that go?
You know, I mean, I see it the same way. And that's why I don't think that there's one definition to cheating. Because, you know what I mean? Like, how I see it, it's totally different from how you may see it. Yeah, we may agree in some aspects. Like we said, that there has to be an emotional tie. But I don't think that I should know every single thing. Because there's some aspects of your life that I was never involved in. You know what I mean? Like, you have a best friend.
Oh, nah. Like,
that's been there longer than I have in your life. I understand that they're going to know some things about you that I may not have known or don't know. You may not have thought to tell me. It's not even that, oh my God, you didn't tell me this. No, you just may not have thought to tell me because it never came up. I understand that. Right. Like, if it happened before
maybe
me,
you just didn't want that shit to come out. Shit, I don't want to talk about it. Don't worry about it.
You know, I want to know about this stuff that happened since me and you connected. Since me and you decided to go down this life path together. Let me know about that kind of stuff. Now, if it's going to alter something in our life path together, let me know about it. You know, it's okay to say, right, I don't like the art of surprise.
Yeah, I don't like surprise.
So if it's something that's going to come up later, I expect to hear it first from you. But at the same time, I understand that happened way before me.
Right. And then also, I can't see myself getting cheated on now.
Because, yes.
I mean, it's I probably could. First of all, let's just be clear. Anybody can cheat on you anytime, any place, for any reason. Like, yeah, like, exactly. Like, it's not anything that you could have done, didn't do, whatever. It is literally fucking a choice that person made. Even if you were like, I don't care, John, don't touch me. And it's the fifth time you said that
nothing
year,
to do with you.
It don't give a fuck. Right. John still took the girl ass out.
It was that
somebody.
Person's decision.
It is not what you did.
And it did not result in nothing. It might have stemmed from something you did, but it ain't your decision that made them do that. It was their mind that made them do that. Yep.
Exactly. There is a difference. I'm glad you clarified that. So this is what I mean. So I just wanted to clarify that part first before I say this. How the fuck ever? Again, don't mind the threesome. So I wish motherfucker would. Because low key, if the bitch was right.
Bro, you is freezing. Because I'm like, yo,
why
you
holding out? You
could have just brought the bitch in the bedroom anyway. Like, bro.
Come through. All you had to do was like,
we could have picked that bitch out together.
I'm with the shit. But, and then on top of that, I'm trying to let you know now, motherfuckers.
Bruh.
Nobody is a better partner than you. I mean, nobody is a better wingman than your partner.
And you know
that
is.
It. Because they know you and they know your style and they know it's going to work with us.
No lie.
Partner be your wingman. That's going to be the best shit ever. Are you kidding me? Like, I know For real, like my booty, my booty works wonders, all right? But I do not have the biggest ass. But I know my man likes ass. Let me see a pretty bitch in the club. Well, not the club, but on the club. Let me see a pretty bitch at Panera with a fat ass. Excuse me.
Listen, I love strip clubs. I love butt myself. Like, I love a big ass. I do. That's just
that me. Is a club.
But I'm well proportioned as a female. So I expect a female that I'm interested in to be just as well proportioned. However, you don't got to cheat.
Amen.
All you got to say is, hey, babe, look at that. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Mm-mm.
I can probably bag shorty way before you could.
There she go. And that's the thing that
I will have the number in less than 20 minutes
before you will.
While you're still over there trying to figure out how to get it.
I've done it before. Child, her number, Instagram. I have a picture of a pussy, like all of that before I even walk away from the car. It's not, I'm telling you, it's not hard. Anywho, I digress. The point is, I just feel like I'm in a different headspace now. So like,
you're
I feel like if my partner cheats now, it's just out of sport. But that's another thing. Speaking of that, yo, but not even just that. There's actually a taboo or like a kink when it comes to cheating. And it's like the idea or the adrenaline rush of getting caught. Like the thrill of getting caught. Yes. Like I'm doing research right now, and I'm going to tell y'all about it later. It's not for this part. It's not for this show. But I'm doing research, and yes, there's a kink out there that says that it's real. It's like, I want to cheat. Like, I want to cheat on you, or the idea, even the idea, just the idea of cheating.
It's the thrill of the excitement.
But to actually do it, it's like a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And it's, And I mean, motherfuckers be doing wild shit. Like, I've heard and came across stories where people are actually bringing people to their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fuck outside. They'll be like, hey, pull up to my job real quick. Meet me on the side of the thing. Like, it's really a thing. Like, yo, I really like it. I'm really with this shit. And I really don't give a fuck who's around.
Literally.
And I got a man. What's up?
But it's a real
thing. Yes, that's crazy.
It's a real thing.
That's crazy. I don't know.
You know, it's like the equivalent to what turns you on is the same thrill that turns them on about it, you know?
Oh, well, look. I mean, I get it. I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum. All I'm saying is, don't
I mean, that's just not your kink, though.
Like, we ain't got to do it to me. But I don't need it to be my partner's kink.
But I mean, see, that goes into discovering your partner.
Like,
and y'all have to make sure you're gonna talk. That's communication. Like we say every freaking show, communication is key.
But it is kind of like that is crazy though. Because when you think about like the best drama series and shit, it's always this person cheated on their wife or their husband or some shit, and then some wild shit happens. And it's like, damn.
Now listen, sometimes you be cheating and you thought it was viral.
Like, don't you get mad because now you fucked it up. Because now I gotta stay mad, but low key.
Like, you done messed up the whole equation. Now I gotta go holler at Shorty by myself.
But then, you so stupid. Oh my God. But just because I'm open for that
assumption.
Doesn't mean that like I'm open for everybody. Like, I think sometimes people get that.
I still have a type.
Like, oh, you with the shit.
Like, let's be clear. Like, I have to
simmer down.
Like, me being pansexual, I do have to often like explain that, yes, I'm for everybody, but at the same time, I'm not for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I still have a type. I still know what I want out of life. And I know what I deserve as a person. So that doesn't mean I'm just going to hop on Pop because Pop popped up.
Facts, facts. Hey, Pop do got a big one. But all I'm saying is, but that's fact, right? That's fact. That's all fact. But like, how can I put it? Facts. I don't want to always feel like my bedroom has a revolving door or anything like that. Like, that's the whole situation too. All you unicorns out there, don't just be hopping in everybody, every couple's bed, because sometimes couples be having issues that you don't need to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Like the one time that I tried that shit, the couple, they were not solid. And it messed up me and that person's friendship. And I still to this day regret it. Like, I promise you, I regret it. I fucking regret it. Yeah, it's a cool story. Yeah, we had a great night. At the end of the day, whatever was the issue between them, it made an issue between us. And because of that, I feel like there's always been a disconnect. Even if we talk to this day, like, hey, how you doing? Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's still love, but it is never going to be the same. And I think that's because of what happened. So again, all you motherfuckers out there hopping in the beds and couples and, oh, yay, fuck me. Yeah,
like I said, shit, like, it all goes into
don't fuck around, hurt my feelings, get hurt, all kind of shit.
What you're willing to allow, what you are pleased by, you know what I mean? Like, you got to talk those things through. It's not just a, oh, okay, I'm all right, I'm cool with whatever. And then next thing you know, you're in a situation that you're completely uncomfortable in. Like, no, you got to talk those things through. It's just not, you know what I mean? It just doesn't happen the way you think it does. It takes time to get to those points. It takes time to get to those measures. You know, it's a trial and error type thing. Pleasure is a never-ending spectrum. It evolves with you. So you got to be willing to evolve with it. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And watch porno with your partner. That shit's fun. And then, hey, if you really want to learn your partner for real, or even your homies, I don't know how y'all get down, but, hey, pop on, put it on, like, or whatever. And then
search what you like
to them and be like, all right, now search your shit. Like, go ahead and go see your favorite
that
video.
You
or some
never
shit.
Knew.
Like, let them do exactly. And then you'll start learning shit about your person that you ain't even know. And then, yeah, because they're going to try it at first. They're going to go to some lame like dick sucking.
Okay,
we
you'll
all
be surprised even what they say.
What's something that you for real like? What's that shit that you get you about? You know what I'm talking about? Exactly. Yes. Because sometimes a motherfucker put in red hat, turn backwards, and you're like, wait a minute, Jesus, who is this? Wait, how did you even find this? Oh, man. Crazy, but at the end of the day, y'all, if you get cheated on,
but you know, sometimes though, when you cheat, though, it's not always your fault either. Sometimes,
and all you gotta do for real, at the end of the day, on both sides, be
what you need. No, like for real, sometimes it can be you're not getting what you need, although that is a communication.
Oh, yeah,
and you still need to communicate effectively. Sometimes. It's not always that you know what I mean, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Sometimes you tried your hardest and that person just may be like you cheating, and to the point where you actually do cheat. Oh,
now,
no, it's still
I
a decision.
That. I do.
It's still
but
a choice.
But it still doesn't
yes.
mean that person made you cheat. You still made that choice to cheat. So it's still, yeah, okay, so exactly, going full circle is what you said. It may be something stemming from that. But at the end of the day, you decided to cheat, my nigga, like, I didn't put your penis
right, facts, yeah,
else.
No.
I didn't put your
understand that cheating
else. Like,
is still a choice.
I didn't merge
it's
you motherfuckers
a choice.
Together.
However, your reason behind it may be different.
Yeah, that's
on all the time, bro. I like it.
Yeah, you ever wake up and just want to suck some dick?
Mm-hmm.
No, dead ass. Like, I woke up this morning and, like, I really wanted to do some fellatio to the point where, like, I was extremely turned on. It was crazy.
Okay. I mean, that's all I got. I mean, ain't nothing else to be said.
But yeah, that's all I got.
So, I mean, it was. This was a good topic.
Hey. You know, well, this was funny.
We did it. We out this thing. Hey.
It really was.
Hey, yes. Okay, I'm all for the self-love.
I'm not gonna masturbate.
Oh, we out this thing.
Engineer.